I'm Roger Dupuis, and this is Sports Voices, and I'm here, as always, with Bob Eyed from Fox 56. How are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well.
Good.
So, let's get right into Week 11.
Week 11 of high school football, believe it or not. We're in mid-November, leaves are changing, and it's getting colder out. So that must mean football weather.
So you've got a couple things to talk about this week. Your FNR game, your Friday Night Rivals game, Scranton Prep versus Berwick.
Yes, Scranton Prep versus Berwick, District 2 Triple-A Championship on the line. Two perennial powers. Scranton Prep's been in the championship 11 times. They've won 8 times since 2015.
Wow.
And then Berwick has been in 16 times, and they've won 9. But their last one hasn't come since 2013.
Okay.
Now, these two teams met in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So there's historical reference to this because we actually televised that game in 2015.
Yeah.
And it was George Curry's, the late Berwick coach, his last game he ever coached.
Oh, wow.
Last time he was ever on the sidelines.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a little bit of historical background. That was also the first year Prep won their first district title.
Okay.
Prep's won 7 more since then.
Mm-hmm.
Berwick hasn't won any.
Okay.
So it should be a good matchup down at Crispin Field. I mean, the historical value of this is fantastic.
This season, you and I have talked a lot about Berwick. And it's under George Curry's grandson, correct?
Yep, C.J. Curry.
Okay.
Kaz Curry's son, Kaz Jr., hence C.J.
Okay.
Curry,
right.
Played there with his grandfather.
Okay.
Was one on that district, last district title team, was the quarterback in 2013. They know history. C.J.'s big in the history.
Mm-hmm.
And when I talked to him earlier this week, I mentioned that we were at that game. And he goes, I was on the sidelines for that game. I remember that game in 2015.
Okay.
So in his mind, he remembers. He knows what his grandfather did. When he came in, first thing he did, everything his grandfather did. Weight room, historical backgrounds, got to be doing this and this and this right. And he knows the checklist, and he's done it.
Okay.
And that's why this team is 11-0. Scranton Prep is on a roll. They're only 6-5,
mm-hmm.
but they won 4 district championships, and they shut out Wyoming area last week.
Right.
And so you're looking at one team on a roll, and the other team wants to continue that roll.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's going to be a great game. It's on my TV, WQMY, of course, and we'll be live at 7 o'clock.
Let's talk about some of the other district finals, Delaware Valley and Abington Heights.
Yeah, we had Delaware Valley beat Pittston area last week in a hard-nosed, grinded-out type old-school football. 7-6 was the final, Roger.
Wow.
It was a defensive game.
Mm-hmm.
Came down to a block, point after kick.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't hardly ever see that.
Right.
Pittston area had numerous chances. Delaware Valley is another team. You look at their record, and they're much better than their record. So they play Abington Heights up at Abington Heights High School.
Mm-hmm.
They have their quarterback, Nick Bradley, coming back. They're rolling. They easily beat Wyoming Valley West. These two teams met in the regular season at Delaware Valley.
Right.
Nick Bradley didn't play. So Delaware Valley won by 14 points. It's going to be much closer this week.
Okay.
Abington is the defending champ.
Okay, gotcha. And then you also mentioned Jersey Shore at Shamokin.
Yeah, every year, District 4, 4A, comes down to these two teams. Last year's final, Shamokin won in overtime. This year's regular season game at Shamokin, Shamokin won in overtime.
Right.
In a wild game. And we're not talking to like 3-0 overtime. We're talking about 49-48, 47-46.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see the same thing in Shamokin this week. Shamokin has Logan Steele, of course, one of the best quarterbacks, junior, in the state.
Mm-hmm.
They have a great offensive line. Jersey Shore, the Bulldogs, Coach Gravish does a fantastic job out there. Bo Seacrest leading the way. I don't think I expected them to be in this final as much as Shamokin.
Oh, wow.
And again, that's a game you can toss up throughout the records. It's become a great rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to see a game and you're down in that area, you definitely got to go see that game.
We will be back with more Sports Voices after this promo for our ongoing Newsmatch campaign.
I'm Julie Sidoni, asking you to be part of something truly important, strengthening the future of trusted local journalism in our community. Through our Newsmatch campaign, your contribution fuels the reporting you count on. Donate now at wvia.org/match.
All right, so let's talk about Penn State. They are hosting Indiana at home this weekend.
They are.
This
is on Oregon's level. I mean, the standings came out on Tuesday night.
Okay.
I know it was election night.
Yes, it
but
was.
But for us college freaks, college football geeks, it was bowl night. It was they announced the brackets for the first time.
Okay.
The power rankings.
Okay.
Penn State wasn't in it. Indiana was number 2. This is the best chance Indiana's ever had to beat Penn State.
Oh, wow.
Their quarterback, Mendoza, is an NFL-type quarterback.
Right.
Their coach, they talked about him going to Penn State. He's not. He signed a new contract. He used to coach at Indiana University of Pennsylvania.
Right.
Ironic.
Yes,
I think Penn State has their work cut out for them, and I don't expect Penn State to be winning. It's going to be a six-game loss, and I don't know the last time they lost six games in a row.
Right. Indiana's 9-0 this season, right, so
yeah.
far? Okay. So maybe
they're pretty good.
Yeah.
they did beat Oregon, and
okay.
Oregon lost to Penn State.
All right.
So, yeah, I think this is
– Right.
Yeah, I think it's – yeah. No, it's another noon game.
Yeah.
It's on Fox. I don't think Indiana has any problem with Penn State.
Got it. So let's talk about Notre Dame hosting Navy. And this could be a wild weather weekend out there. I don't know if you've heard that yet.
I didn't hear that, but that doesn't surprise me.
It is
Indiana.
It is Indiana.
It is the weather.
Yes.
But Notre Dame, they're on a roll.
Right.
I mean, Navy always gives them fits, but Navy's lost a couple games now.
Right.
So I think they'll figure out a way to win. Yeah, a little bit closer last week than people expected on the road to Boston College.
Right, I saw
definitely.
That. Yes.
But Notre Dame has something to play for. They know they win out.
Yeah.
They're gonna go to the college football playoffs.
Right.
You know? So I don't think it's this game you worry about.
Okay.
It's Pitt game. Pitt's ranked 24.
All right.
They don't play well in Pittsburgh. I don't know. I think that's the biggest game. Stanford, too. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
But I think Pitt is the next game. I think they'll be okay with Navy.
Okay. Did you happen to watch the last game of the World Series?
I happened to watch some of it.
Some of it.
I watched the last couple innings.
Yeah.
Wild couple innings.
Weren't they, though? Oh, my God. I listened on the radio, which is always a really intense way, I think, of experiencing baseball. And so you can't see, but you're hearing the drama. And I swear, before they went into the extra innings, that the Jays had it wrapped up.
Oh, I did too.
Yeah.
And I told you, I think when we talked a few weeks ago, I thought Toronto would give them a great series, and they absolutely did.
Yeah.
I mean, you came down to the last out at home.
Yes.
Oh, you're a Blue Jay fan. So disappointed.
Yes.
You're a Dodger fan. You win two in a row, so he gets his ring, and we move on. But, yeah, great World Series.
Yeah. I had a friend who said, you know, my disappointment in Toronto is it felt like they were playing to tie.
Maybe. Yeah. Could
you know,
be.
So.
Absolutely.
But
a lot of pressure in your home.
Yeah. To recap your Friday night rivals, big game between Scranton Prep and Berwick.
Yep, District 2 AAA final will be on my TV, WQMY, at 7, YouTube TV, Wolf and Fox 56, and, of course, on Facebook, my TV. This is our last game of the season,
right?
And we're done. So next week we'll be talking about other playoffs, but nothing that we're going to broadcast. But we're happy. We're excited. I'm ending your year at Crispin Field, can't beat that.
Bob, thanks for being here.